Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape on your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Now, in line with the word for the month, Ephesians 3:20, let's open to it quickly. I want to talk on something today that has always been a burden to me. The church today does not lack teachings. As a matter of fact, we have much more tools than the world has ever had. With the Greek, the Hebrew, the Aramaic, the interlinear, name it. We have all kinds of, and we have intelligent people. People are getting more and more intelligent, as it were. It's okay, it's in line with the end time. So that's not the problem. But I realize, and we talk of strong preaching. Oh my goodness, some will preach. You are free to put your leg on the ground. Talk of teaching gift. Oh, prophetic. Oh my goodness. But my challenge is this. When it comes to application, there are certain times that when we get people preaching, you can't sit down. Everybody's jumping. Oh, because it's that's the truth. The anointing is so tangible. We can. But in terms of results, and when I say results, whether it's the fruit of the Spirit or in the miraculous breakthroughs, and in terms of results, I'm far apart. And there's something wrong. Articulation is not the problem. Diction, oh my goodness. Oratory power, woof. God uses all these means to actualize his power. But where is the power like we should see it? So that has always been my burden, and that's why, if you observe, I have a soft spot to seeing God move through his word. Worship, name it. I just like to see him glorified, because his glory is our breakthrough. So that's what informed my thoughts for today, since we're talking supernatural ability. The English dictionary says if it's supernatural, then that means it's out of the natural. So ability is skills. Hello? Capacity to achieving something. So we are saying, supernatural ability, we are saying, beyond the natural ways and methods and means of achieving, doing something. So that makes me thinking that, I think my thought will come in very handy here, or my meditations, as it were. And what is it? Christian consciousness. I'll call it God consciousness. Or I'll leave it at that. So, Ephesians 3:20. Now, ever say now. Good. To him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Now, we can limit that power to dunamis, okay? That is power, dynamic power, atomic power. Good. But power is useless except as we measure it against what is created to do. Power, electricity power, for example. So we expect that with electricity power, we should be able to see our way through in this hall. No matter how much the power is, if we cannot see here, it's useless to us. Sometimes they say Nigeria has so much power, but transmission is the problem. Simply put, we don't have power. Hello? Praise God. So he says, it's according to the power. You see, God's ability is immeasurable. Hello? And God will manifest his immeasurable ability on earth. But it's going to be through human vessels. How does he use the human beings? Through the capacity in them. Through his own ability in them. Through the power that resides inside of you. God will manifest. So the solution to recession is ready here. Okay, you didn't get it. I know you got it. If you got it, shout amen. That's what I'm talking about. And that's what I'm talking about today. Praise the Lord. Now, it may not be exactly the way it is in the first service, because really, it just came from my heart. It says, if we take this scripture in context, you discover that we go back to verse 14, and he says, for this reason, I bow my knees. Paul was writing to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is mentioned, or is named, that he will grant Tyro. Yes, but we grant you. You say, why? Because if he says for this reason, what reason? We have to back up again. So backing up, we go to the beginning of chapter 3. For this reason, chapter 3 verse 1. Then I have to back up again. So by the time you go to chapter 1 in verse 1. And there you see the greetings. And there he says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, so that's the writer, by the will of God, to the saints. So who was this letter directed to? Come on, talk to me. I can hear you. So the unbeliever will have a little problem really catching what he said here. Except you are born again, you have the Spirit of God inside of you to explain it to you. So this letter was written to the saints. Are there saints in this house today? Are you sure? Well, some part of the church, I mean the body, church generally says that you cannot be a saint until you die, then you are canonized. But from the scriptures which we read here, this letter was written to the saints, and it could have been written to those who are dead. Come on. You are too quiet for me now. It's written to the saints. We who are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So that means that if I read it with this understanding, I will take something away today. This is, I feel the fire right in my shoes. Okay. So to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from our God and from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now look at his opening statement. Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Who, what? So, come on, saint. Automatically, being a saint, you are blessed. But if you don't know, you will live your life like a pauper, like a destitute, like an abandoned project. God forbid, in Jesus' name. A saint is blessed. You are blessed. This blessing is not defined by the economy of your nation. I try not to, but I get so excited when I see some things. In this economy, I saw my phone flashing. That was just before we left for South Africa, flashing. I couldn't pick it because I had too many things happening. And landed, it was still flashing, the same person. In the course of the day, we're busy. Then the husband called. Then I picked it. Then we talked for a while. Then he said to me, Pastor, I'm grateful to God. I said, I know. Because you're a saint. He said, in this economy, my business has never been this good before. I have never experienced a thing like this. He said, the reason we are calling is this. When you talked of UNICEF, something happened to us and we thought we should sow to the home. Yours may be hospital, or vocational school, or hope center. Doesn't matter. Just support what God is doing here, because we are told to do what we are doing. He told us. So, he said, from outside the country, where I least expected, I won't give you details more than that, I got an alert, or rather, I got a mail. When he mentioned to me, I said, be careful, because of 419. I thought, I didn't tell him, I thought so. He came to me today, he said, Pastor, this is it. From an unexpected source, from a foreign nation government, $1 million. He said, this is, my business has never succeeded like it is this year. Now, we all can't say that now, but after this meeting, you'll be able to say it. In the name of Jesus. That's what I'm talking about. I just thought I should give that testimony. Okay. So when that happened, I said, some will look for government money and how to embezzle to make that. No. No, you don't have to. Hear him. The cattle on 1,000 hills are mine. The gold is mine. The silver is mine. I know where they are deposited. I put them there. I know where to direct your feet. Anywhere in the world. Because the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and all that dwells within. So, blessed be God, Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed you, the saint, with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, where? In Christ Jesus. Now, that's his pattern. Now, quickly, let me just say this. I mentioned it briefly in the anointing service. Some of us, some of our churches, some of us, in fact, all of us, all we preach about Jesus is don't go to hell. It's a terrible thing to go to hell. May you not go there, may I not go there. In the name of Jesus. Is hell real? Yes. The Bible says so. And it's not meant for the children of God. It's not meant for any human being. Except we reject Jesus. May we not be found there in Jesus' name. But is that the only reason Jesus came? Mm-mm. Yes, not to go to hell, but much more. Some of our churches are talking this, Jesus came so that we will go to heaven. Correct. But is that the only reason why he came? No. May I go to heaven, may you go to heaven in Jesus' name. And we pray a prayer in the church, may you not miss heaven. No, in Jesus' name, you will not miss heaven. I will not miss heaven in the name of Jesus. So that's real. But is that the only reason he came? If that's the only reason, we have missed it. The truth is, yes, his coming will ensure you're not going to hell if you accept him. His coming will ensure you're going to heaven, yes, if you accept him. But you see, if those are the only reasons, or if it's one of these, or these two are the only reasons why he came, the day you gave your life, you should die physically. Boom! And go. Because he's achieved his aim. But no. You know why I came? So that God will be made manifest through on earth. Really? Yes. Yes. How? Watch this. Let there be light. There was light. Creation. Where were you then? Come on, talk to me. Not yet created. Let the waters separate. Where were you? Let the one on top and below separate. Let the one below gather together. Let there be seas on land. Let green grass begin to grow. Where were you in all this? Let the fish begin to come out of the... Where were you? Let the birds begin to fly. Where were you? You were not yet created. He finished everything that you ever need. He developed the ecosystem that will keep you surviving on earth. Your food, the air you breathe. Poof. What we are still researching today, and we'll still research in the next 1,000 years. He did everything. Boom! Before he created you. Finally, he said, "Let us make man." Before then, he looked at everything he created. It was what? Come on, talk to me. Come on, talk to me. Kosale bumbe. Oh, I feel the fire. That is, there was no error. There was no mistake. There was nothing out of place. He created a perfect system. And why? A system that will be adequate for you. He now says, let us make man in our image after our likeness. So he made man. Am I right? You are wrong. Let us make man after our image after our likeness. And let them have... That's right. And what did man lose when he fell in the garden? Dominion. So why is Jesus here? To restore the leadership, the dominion of man. And the man who is fully restored, that is born again, of course can't go to hell. He's going to heaven. He'll be with Jesus forever. But on earth, he will exercise... I can hear you. Okay. So we're here to manifest God in our physical being. So you see, if you are thinking this way, it's easy. Sometimes you don't even need to talk. Just stand. God will flow. I'm not joking. To remind you quickly, remember, I showed you from the Old Testament, can this bone live? He said, thou knowest. Yeah, he was smart. God said, yeah, okay, you know what you're going to do? Professor, I will get you do the talking. And as he began to prophesy, dry bones began to move according to the power. And yet it wasn't in him, it was on him. Bones move, flesh came, mighty army. Dominion. How much more us? In whom he dwells. Somebody say, ability of God is in me. Watch what has defied solution in your life for a long time. By the time you are living here today, look at Jesus. Just like those bones began to move, you see them begin to align. In the name of Jesus. They will. No amount of death or dryness can keep that in there. I say your realignment has started. Yeah. Today, in the name of Jesus, whatever is trying to stop you has no choice. Watch the way it's going to happen. In the name of Jesus, they'll be blown away. The reality of your essence is coming out. In the name of Jesus, I say, you've seen good days. Better days are coming. In the name of Jesus. In this economy, who is talking economy? We are talking the riches of his glory. Yeah? Okay. Blessed with all spiritual blessings, heavenly blessings in Christ Jesus. Just as he chose us in him before the foundations of the world. So you see, God finished the work before he brought us in. Yeah, that's Garden of Eden, right? And so by the time he finished everything, even created the garden, and now put the man there. So what do you lack? That's his star. That's his pattern. Sending out the disciples, sent out the 12, sent out the 70. I'm always amazed because I look at where is it going to come from? Where is sustenance? Because in this age and time, sustenance, where is it going to come from? He said, you know what? When you are going, don't carry any purse. Don't begin to think as to what to do. Don't get distracted. Because today, I speak to your finances. In the name of Jesus, I speak rearrangement. In the name of Jesus, I speak reorganization. In the name of Jesus, I come against every constituted authority against your well-being financially.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, I command a turnaround in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Okay. He said, as you go, please carry no purse. I said, carry no purse. So don't bother yourself about what to eat, about sustenance. Don't bother yourself about sustenance. Is it my assignment? Are you my saint? Are you my son? Just go. He said, as you go, any house you get to, say peace. He said, if there's a child of peace in that house, your peace, your peace, your peace, his own peace, which is now your peace. You say, why? Because as the Father is in me, and I in him, and you are in him, his peace is my peace and your peace. Your peace. He said, your peace. See. Can you see me? I carry his peace. You carry his peace. So say peace. Before the first thing, say peace. Why? So that you can dwell peaceably in that place. If you don't say peace over Nigeria, if all he says, what you want to be? I'm still here. Peace. In the name of Jesus. So say peace. If there is a child of peace is there, your peace will land on him or alight on him. If there is no child of peace there, your peace will return to you. So you carry your peace. Can you see what Christ came to do? Give the control back to you. Not the devil. And let me tell you what I know from the Bible. The same root word for peace is the same root word for progress. It's the same root word for prosperity. Where there is peace, there is prosperity. Even in the physical. See, that says, and anything they set before you, there, be humble and say you are full. Eat. Go and read it. Your ghost assignment, the people he's reaching will set it before you. You don't have to begin to belabor about that. The devil will use it as a whip and flog you out of assignment. God forbid. And let me quickly warn you, it's not only preaching that is an assignment. You are a doctor on assignment. You are an engineer on assignment. You are a lawyer on assignment. You are a farmer on assignment. You are a teacher on assignment. You are a businessman, a businesswoman on assignment. You are in the ministry. There's no difference between ministry as in secular. No, there's no secular spiritual for a child of God. Because in every secular area, you find yourself, you are the light. Can't you see? So that's his pattern. Now verse 14. It says, for this reason I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth are, his name, that we will grant you, come on, who is this you here? The saint, and that's me. That he will grant me. Paul was praying for me. He prayed that prayer regularly for the church in Ephesus. He prayed, if you see similar prayer, you see it in Philippians and Colossians. He prayed this prayer that it will be a disaster for you to be this decked and this, anointed, and yet you don't know. Because it's possible for you to have it and don't know. Hence the prayer. And there's nothing more horrible as when you don't know and you think you know. Because there's no room to get it. That's why we always call on God to do it. That he will grant you according to the riches of his glory. Not the economy of a state or a nation. And what is it asking to happen? That he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be what? Help me now. Strengthen how? Ooh, you know what might means? fortitude, all it takes to be of all that he has created you to be, full of grace to manifest with might. How? Through his spirit, capital S. Hello? So where is he? What's the prayer now? That God will strengthen you with might. Strengthen you with might. Where? In your inner man by his spirit. Glory be to God in the highest. So for these things that God has concluded to happen, he's going to fortify you inside. He's going to settle your inner man. Everybody say my inner man. He will strengthen your inner man with the Holy Spirit, with power by the Holy Spirit. And when that happens, what will happen? Then Christ will dwell in your heart by what? Glory be to God in the highest. And what will be the result of that? Because that has a result. You'll be what? Grounded. Come on, help me. You'll be grounded and what? Rooted. How? In love. Glory be to God in the highest. And then you'll be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the depth and the height and the width and the width and the breadth and the width, and to know the love of Christ that passes human understanding. So right now you begin to operate above human understanding. Come on, above human intellect. Come on, why? You are strengthened on the inner man with might by the Holy Ghost. And so the supernatural begins to happen. And though you know how to do it physically, but it's giving everybody a problem and the conditions do not allow, you switch over to your inner man who created the system, by the way, and can adjust things. That is sickness. If we adjust it. He will adjust it. Can I be frank with you? By next Sunday, in the name of Jesus, based on the strength of his word that we're hearing today, there'll be too many testimonies to take. In the name of Jesus, there'll be too many testimonies to take. So you'll be able to compare to all sins, and that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Hallelujah. And that says now to him. Now, let me just quickly make a comment there. You see, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. Hello? Glory be to God in the highest. Now, what do you know about him? Christ, he's his office. And that's his person merging into his office. What do you mean? God could have done it without a man coming to earth. But he allowed a man to manifest. Why? The devil took that dominion from a man, not an angel. It would be unfair of God to send an angel to the devil. Otherwise, we'll have sent Angel Michael and the host. Those who threw the devil out of heaven to come and fight him. But the devil said, God, you are fighting dirty. I thought you gave it to man. Shikotan. No, God said, I gave it to man. That's why they call him the first Adam. And devil, listen to me. The seed of the woman, not an angel, will bruise your head. It will take another man. And so he sent not just the second Adam, the last Adam. Jesus Christ. So he was born of a woman and he walked the face of the earth. But he carried the grace of heaven. He was God. He said, no, I'm not going to fight you like God. I'm going to fight you like a man. No, it's true. He fought him like a man. How? Say, for a man to fight him, come on, let the Holy Ghost follow me. This is my son, whom I'm well pleased. When the Son of God manifests, the sons of the devil and the devil will take off. And so, for the first time after the fall, when Jesus walked the face of the earth, the Son of God is walking. And he created a son in the first place before man lost it to the devil. And so Son of God was walking. The Bible said when he came out, he was led. Sons are led. Remember, it says, look, see. The word I speak is not on my own authority. I hear him, I speak, and he does the work. John 14. Sons don't just speak. Sons, they are not pressured to impress anybody because they hear. I have some prayers. I pray for me. be fighting my struggles. What's the prayer? You shall warm your heart on me, Jehu. That is, may I be satisfied with what God gives me. Yeah. Isn't that limiting prosperity? No. Everything I need for my assignment, He will give. But I can desire more, you know. It's okay. But may I not desire more than I can handle? So it doesn't become a distraction from the assignment. Is somebody hearing me? And I pray a second prayer. I say, God, because if I don't, him that he created, that he should feed everybody in Asia, he created him to feed everybody in Asia. You think $1 billion will do that job? You think $1 billion will do that job? Even $1 billion, will I do that job? So he will make me a billionaire in the richest of currencies. And you that he called that, when you preach, those kind of people begin to rise. What do you need the billions for? So I want to be like him. Koburu, you can exchange. Yes, that's the problem we have. He will satisfy you within your calling. And in your calling, they will always set it before you. They will, amen, will give to you because they are raised up to give you. Don't manipulate anybody. Don't long for other people. Don't covet. So I asked my question. One thing I preach to leaders, I say, who are you impressing? Particularly Christian leaders. I have a sermon. Who are you impressing? The one that called you or the one that you are called to? Who are you really impressing? I feel the fire with heaviness. Can I release it? Is somebody's liberation? Receive in the name of Jesus. You know what he said to me? To all of you who are jumping for it, and those, I know some of you are sitting here, you are jumping in your spirit, man. Yes. You know what he said to me? Only Irueno Amari, loke. Can I say it? He said, those who are trying to struggle with you to pull you down, he said, is your tail, they'll be seen. You'll be flying. They'll be struggling. They'll be seeing you going. They can't catch up in the name of Jesus. I feel the fire. I still feel it. Why don't you just receive in the name of Jesus? It comes with wisdom. Because he is your wisdom himself. He himself is your wisdom, is your peace. Come on. Is your peace? I speak peace. Now, in the name of Jesus, it's your wisdom, it's your peace, it's your sanctification, it's your redemption. Come on. Hallelujah. It's your righteousness. Glory. It's your favor. In the name of Jesus. Every lie of the devil is like spider's web trying to disturb you. I clear them off in the name of Jesus. I reverse every trap and every lie. I reverse them in the name of Jesus. I speak your breakthrough in the name of Jesus. You may be seated. I have some few more minutes. So you now see that Christ dwells in your heart. What he does really, he makes you become considerate of others. True. As God is decking you, you are looking. He said, the blessing of a man will lift up a city. Can you see where it goes? And that's the problem we have in this country. So what's the problem? The motivation for even our young ones going into politics is, let me go and make my money. Not let me go and serve. On the road that was built before you were born. Because we don't have many new roads in Nigeria. Roads are about 50 years old. And you see a man of 30 years old, he's been there before you were born. You better just go, consider the next road user, which is what we see in the West. You are always driving conscious of other road users, except those who get drunk or who get mad. And they seize their license and throw them in jail. We're here. No. You're going to come from the side road. The man is making 40 kps. Come, you know, you are not going the same way. He sees you coming, then he goes to 60. Then as soon as he does that, then he now goes back to the inner lane. I say, ah. It's a spirit. It is called greed. It is called self. It's not the spirit of Christ. The spirit of Christ considers the other person. The spirit of Christ is the one that scatters and yet increases. The other spirit hoard and diminishes. This is the Bible. The whole of Christ's assignment is present himself as a seed for humanity. I'll give me for them. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. What does it mean? This is what I'm praying. That you be strengthened with might in your inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. And that you be grounded and rooted. How? In love. Agape. Unconditional love. Not coveting another person's house, another person's jet, another person's husband. Huh? See what he bought for his wife. When God has finished your own blessings, which will never stop multiplying in the name of Jesus. It's after this, now says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above what your small mind can ever think, which will inform what you desire that you ask for. The thing that you think I must get while I die is tiny. Your mind is too small to comprehend what God is trying to do with you. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above what you can ever ask or think. And how? It's according to the power that works where? Remember his prayer that God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, will grant you to be strengthened with might by his spirit. Where? In the inner man. And you want to see the extent of this power? It's upper below. That is far and above anything the world can ever present. And you find that in Ephesians chapter 1. According to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ Jesus when he raised him from the dead. Nothing can hold that power down. Nothing. Physical or spiritual. Nothing. And that same power, the same spirit that dwells, that raised Christ from the dead. Where does it dwell? That's Paul in Romans, am I right? And hear him in Philippians. It is God that works in me, both to will and to do. Hear him in Colossians. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwells in Christ Jesus. And I am complete in him. So you can begin to see that the issue of him in me and I in him is the position of authority and power, which he was telling them in John chapter 14. He explained it vividly, and Paul got it. He ran with it the whole of his life. So you see my confidence, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why I can boldly say to you that we are not going to die. In the name of Jesus, until we finish every bit of the assignment. In the name of Jesus. Come on, tell yourself, say, I'm not going to die. I will live. I will declare the glory of God in the land of the living. In the name of Jesus, I reject destruction. I reject lies. In the name of Jesus, I am head. I'm not here. Above only. I'm never beneath. In the name of Jesus, it's never too late for me. Never too late. Every day is present. It's new. In the name of Jesus, he will do what he says he will do. He's my God. He's my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. That's what he does. That's what he does by his spirit. Glory be to God. So even when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear not. So God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and the sound. I'm in charge. So anywhere I'm involved with, whether I've been there before, but with this new revelation, because every new revelation is a new beginning, you know? Every revelation of the word, what is a new beginning? What's a new beginning? The simplest way I rejected, now I just stand and say, I declare peace. In the name of Jesus, peace. Oh, in the name of Jesus. And let's see what happens. And then begin to declare what you want concerning that place. You are in charge. I'm talking of supernatural ability in your marriage. Come on, peace. That impossible man, peace. That impossible woman, peace. Woohoo. That impossible child, peace. You have peace. Your dry finances, peace. Oh, I feel the fire as I said peace. Oh, say peace! Peace in the name of Jesus. He said, my peace I give you not as the world gives. Oh, I feel the fire. Take charge from today. In the name of Jesus. You are not a victim anymore. No, you are not a victim. In the name of Jesus, you are a victor. You are more than a conqueror. In the name of Jesus. Ooh. Everything the devil has stolen. Restore in the name of Jesus. Somebody is sure by next Sunday. If you are that person, shout amen, 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 amen. You will see your children in the name of Jesus. 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 So you want to ask yourself, are my children giving birth to children already? If yes, okay, then you can ask for more. If not, just go back and sit down and be laughing. I'm telling you. Woohoo! Hallelujah. Children's children. Oh, yes. In the name of Jesus. Children's children in the name of Jesus. Children's children in the name of Jesus.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukweju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.